14 D.C. police officers injured during Wednesday riots, one lost eyesight. By Bob Price on October 29, 2020. Rioters in Washington, D.C., injured 14 police officers in the chaos that ensued during the city's second night of protests over the death of Caron Hilton. The injuries include one officer losing eyesight after being targeted with a laser. D.C. Metropolitan Police Chief Peter Newsham told reporters on Thursday that 14 of his officers sustained injuries during overnight protests, according to a tweet from Associated Press reporter Mike Balsamo. The injuries included 8 officers being struck by incendiary devices, 1 eye injury from a laser, 4 struck by rocks or bricks, and 1 sprained ankle, the chief stated. D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsham said 14 officers were injured last night in the protests over the death of Caron Hilton, including 8 struck by an incendiary device. 4 were hit by rocks/bricks, 1 injured by a laser in the eye and 1 sprained ankle. 8 arrests were made. pic.twitter.com/rarxeco. Mike Balsamo, at Mike Balsamo 1, October 29, 2020. The D.C. Police Union responded detailed the injuries and said that one officer lost eyesight due to laser exposure and multiple officers suffered blown eardrums and blast injuries from fireworks thrown at officers by rioters. Hashtag D.C. Footage from before. A large firework is thrown at the police, maybe even injuring one officer. Source, pic.twitter.com/50xdx0j. Enter your name, at TROOPER. October 29, 2020. The police union officials said rioters attempted to overrun the station and shot fireworks at the officers in the station. They explained that 12 officers had to be taken to local hospitals for treatment. Actions by city and police leadership forced MPD officers to handle these violent disturbances in a passive and, frankly, unsafe manner, causing serious risk and injury to our members, D.C. Police Union Chairman Greg Pemberton said in a written statement. The city is now refusing to allow officers to wear protective helmets, allowing rioters to fire deadly explosives at officers. The union stated that several officers sustained concussions after being hit in the head by rocks. Pemberton added that these decisions by city and police leadership not only put our members at risk, they also endanger our communities by pulling the few police we have out of patrol. This exposes our neighborhoods to violence and exposes local businesses to destruction and looting. Another union official, Adam Sottle, tweeted there are now 14 less officers on the street to serve, protect and defend our D.C. residents and their businesses. At Jack Murphy Live at Mike Balsamo 1, the conditions that members of ITC Police Dept ITC Police Union face are untenable and inexcusable. 14 officers injured is 14 less officers on the street to serve, protect and defend our D.C. residents and their businesses. Adam Sottle, at Sottle DCPU, October 29, 2020. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price PTX and Facebook.